right, hi, it's Coast 93.1. We got a bunch of people on hold who are having a hard time finding stuff. So if you're having a hard time too, at least you know you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
This whole supply chain thing has caused a mutiny in the Kelly Toll House because of no goldfish. How about you, Michael?
Lactose chocolate milk.
Lactose what? Chocolate milk?
Lactose-free chocolate milk.
Oh, lactose-free.
Walmart doesn't sell it. Shaw's and Hannaford are the only ones that have it, and both of them have been out.
Wow.
And a half a gallon is $3.99.
Oh, is that
is
a lot?
That a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so it's lactose-free. Is it any good? I guess it must be. How old are you, Michael?
It's the best. I don't even like, I'm 31. I don't even like lactose milk, but one of my kids is lactose intolerant.
Oh, so it's for your kids.
And I've tried it, and then I stopped drinking regular chocolate milk because it's the best.
Can we discuss you at 31 loving a chocolate milk?
I know.
Look, love lactose-free chocolate milk.
Listen, I'm with you, Michael, okay? If I ever am feeling like I just need something that's a little sweet, I'll go for a chocolate milk or, you know what, a strawberry milk. I know this is crazy.
Ew.
I know this is crazy. I want to say it was Oakhurst made a blueberry milk.
Oh.
Delish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Delish.
My stomach hurts.
You get the glass one? It's
Smiling Hill.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. All well, right, you think $3.99 is expensive. You buy one of those, you got to pay a $2 deposit just for the bottle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay, we're just having some grown-up chocolate milk talk over here. Just.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Michael.
Have a good morning.
You too.
You know why you don't have game? Because you don't got milk. That's why.
Vitamin D.
I just think of instant curdling.
A lot of milk talk.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow?
Hi, Danielle. Oh, you have the goldfish problem too, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
But the funny thing is that my daughter wants them all the time for school snacks. And when I went grocery shopping at the Walmart in Wyndham, the entire shelf was bare. Oh. And I actually took a picture of the shelf to prove to my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That did not have any.
That is so funny. You're like, I have to show her the proof.
It's a thing. I pack lunches and I just stand there and I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to pack.
That's all she ever asked for is either pretzels and goldfish. That's it.
Yeah.
All she ever wants.
I love it. How old is she?
She's 15.
Yeah.
She's 15. I love that you are both terrified of your teenage daughters.
Yes.
And you, Danielle, are so scared that you're literally gathering evidence to show her.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, good luck. Give Kelly shoot Kelly a message when you find it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We'll have make it a group chain, you know.
Oh, my God.
Where are you finding the goldfish? It's like the toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yep.
Okay, Sophie, this is a random one. What can't you find?
I can't find rabbit food or hay.
Rabbit food. So I assume you have a pet rabbit.
I do. And usually I can just go to Hannaford and get, the Timothy hay in the pet section and the rabbit food pellets. And I haven't been able to find them probably in a month. So, first world problem, I have to go to the pet store.
Okay, so it's not so much that you can't find it at all, it's just not where it usually is, and probably is a little bit more affordable, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Lola, actually.
Lola.
Is he a boy named Lola?
Yes.
Okay, you're kind of tugging at my heartstrings there
funny.
For a minute. But...
Is it because you didn't know the gender of the rabbit when you got it?
Yeah, he was supposed to be a girl too.
Oh my God.
That's
so funny. One of my best friends used to have a cat. I can't imagine the cat is still alive. I don't think the cat is still alive. If the cat is still alive, the cat's like 27 years old.
Oh.
But the cat, it was named Lola. And Lola was actually a boy cat, but they thought it was a girl cat for a while, so they just kept the name and kept referring to it as a she.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
If it was the right size, I would love Lola even more.
Right.
Yeah, but good for Lola.
Yeah. Oh. Little bunny Lola.
Oh.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling. Good luck with the rabbit food, Sophie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Jared.
Hola. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. What can't you find because of the supply chain stuff?
I can't find a large mason jar to save my life.
So
just one?
Creation.
Wait a minute. You only need one. Jar. How large?
Like, large. I don't know in ounces, but, you know, they're big. About the size of, like, a thermos.
Oh, what you going to do is go to, like, your grandmother's or your aunt's, yeah, your right. mom's house. Yeah. Any of those, yeah. they probably have them
well,
kicking
around. Well, they're using theirs, too.
True, because it's cannon season.
Are you,
it's cannon season.
Mm-hmm. What did you want to use it for? Do you have a wedding coming up?
No, it just happens to be harvest season for a certain industry.
Oh, the wacky stuff.
Of course.
It's wacky cannon season. Don't open that can. Pow!
Kelly,
I'm hungry.
Kelly, the old lady. Oh, you know what you're going to be really bummed about is when you go through that stuff, you can't find your goldfish.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to eat? Oh.
Maybe I just lost my mason jars. That might be it.
And that could be it, yeah.
Huh.
Well, here's what you do. You know, I make jokes about this, but it is a fact that there are fewer weddings that don't use mason jars, okay? At some point, a mason jar is involved in almost every wedding.
Well,
okay?
A walkway, how are you going to light the walkway without a mason jar with a
exactly.
candle in it?
Centerpieces.
Come on.
You put one of the big ones, you put the cards in there.
Yeah, well, or a candy bar, you bring your mason jar that had the candle in it, and
right.
then it's a twofer.
Right, exactly.
Listen.
And it has a little ribbon with their initials.
If you're making a homemade lemonade that's spiked with vodka, you're going to drink it out of a mason jar.
So here's what you go. You go find like a wedding venue where people do like a more DIY type wedding.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you go there and you just start scouting them out. Okay. Just to, you know, look for weddings happening. And then eventually
you'll find it.
You'll find a mason
jar.
Hi there,
happy couple. What you got?
Yeah, exactly.
Be like, here's what I have.
Exactly.
Pow!
Yeah. That's not going to seem creepy at all, Jared. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.